Most everyone knows someone who has died of cancer. It's the number two killer in the U.S. A White House initiative tried to jumpstart efforts to cure cancer today with virtual summits at 270 sites across the country, including New Mexico. As KUNM's Victoria Edwards reports, we're ahead of the curve when it comes to clinical trials.
Olivia Ricks is an associate director at the University of New Mexico's Cancer Center. He says 10 to 15% of cancer patients here are in clinical trials. That's a lot better than the national average of 4%. But he says there's still a long way to go.
Why? Because access to clinical trials is access to innovation, and innovation is always linked to better care.
Rick says New Mexico is also one of the few states in the country where oncologists share information about clinical trials, which makes the medical system easier for patients and doctors to navigate. But nationally, researchers aren't sharing clinical trial information. That's according to Vice President Joe Biden, who's leading the initiative. In a live stream address to the summits, Biden said jacked up drug prices and the way that medical researchers have to write grants instead of develop cures is stalling progress. He's asking Congress for nearly $1 billion to fund the initiative. For KUNM, I'm Victoria Edwards.